happy to be elders. Amen. Anytime we can gather and praise his name, it's a wonderful time. Amen. Let's all stand. Let's go before him in prayer this evening. Precious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Lord, we come to you, Lord. Lord, with all our hearts, Lord, we are thankful. Lord, we praise your wonderful name, Lord, this night. And Lord, we are happy, Lord, and we are gathered together, Lord, in your precious name to lift your name up. Praise you for all you've done for us, Lord. Lord, I just ask that you be with each and every one of us, Lord. Lord, I pray we brought you with us this night. Because, Lord, you're worthy of all our praise. Lord, just have your way in this service. Everything that's said and done be for your glory, your honor. And we'll give you all the praise and glory that's due unto you this night. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask and pray all these things. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Page 54 in our capstone books. Victory. Amen. Hallelujah. What a thought. Amen. Hallelujah. What a thought. Jesus' full salvation brought victory. Victory. Let the powers of sin assail. Heaven's grace can never fail. Victory. Oh, victory. Oh, victory. Yes, victory. Oh, hallelujah, I am free. Jesus gives me victory. Glory, glory, hallelujah. He is all and all to me. I am trusting in his word. I am anchored in. Victory, oh victory, I have peace and joy within, since my heart is free from sin. Victory, amen, victory, oh victory, yes victory. Set free that didn't have a praise and a victory. a shout in our heart. Amen. Let alone what God's done for us. Yes. Amen. I'd like to turn the page. Amen. Amen. Page 553. Know ye not. Amen. You know you're the temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Know ye not, know ye not, ye are the temple. Know ye not, know ye not, ye are the temple. Know ye not, know ye not, ye are the temple. Ye are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes, I know, yes, I know, I am the temple. Yes, I know, yes, I know, I am the temple. Yes, I know, yes, I know, I am the temple. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. Oh, full of praise, full of power, full of glory. Amen. Full of praise, full of power, full of glory. Full of praise, full of power, full of glory. I am the temple of the Holy. Amen. Oh, know ye not, ye are the temple. Know ye not, ye are the temple. Know ye not, ye are the temple. Ye are the temple. Yes, I know I am the temple. Yes, I know, yes, I know I am the temple. Yes, I know, yes, I know I am the temple. I am the temple of the Holy. Amen. Oh, full of praise, full of power, full of glory. Full of praise. Full of power, full of glory. There's a lot said right there. Amen. Full of praise, full of power, full of glory. Amen. Does your heart cry out for what he's done for you? Amen. Never fail to praise him, saints. If not, the rocks will have to cry out. But that's not going to happen because he predestinated people. He's got to praise in our heart for what he's done for him. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There was a little course in my heart. What a mighty God we serve.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. I think it's on page 585 if you need it. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before you. Heaven and earth adore you. What a mighty God. Angels bowing Little chorus, the Holy Ghost will set your feet a dancing. Amen. You know, back in 2 Samuel, said David danced before the Lord with all his might. Amen. Hallelujah. If we could just sing with all our might, praise him with all our might, give him our all. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't sit on your hands. Give him everything he deserves. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost will set your feet a dancing. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost will fill you through and through.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost will set your feet a dancing.
Yeah.
And set you through. Amen. The Holy Ghost will set your feet a dancing. Yes. Such a praise for him tonight. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, don't ever let the rocks cry out of my spot, oh God. Oh, let me give you my heart, Lord. Let me give you my spirit. Lord, when your holy presence is around us, Lord, we can feel it. Lord, we know you're there, oh God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, hallelujah. Praise your wonderful name. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, we appreciate you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Heavenly Father. Oh, you don't even know how to. Sometimes as Holy Spirit comes, you don't even know what to do. Oh, Heavenly Father, we appreciate you. We love you. Oh, we adore you. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Praise your
precious.
Praise your.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, precious God.
Thank you,
sweet Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, amen. Oh, just let your sweetness flow. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. With a grateful heart, amen. Give thanks to the Holy One, hallelujah. Give thanks because he's given Jesus his Son, hallelujah. Give thanks with a grateful, hallelujah. Amen, oh God. To the Holy One, give thanks. Because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks, yes, because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done. Amen. This morning I couldn't even hardly raise my right arm. Hallelujah. Pulled a muscle in it, pulled a ligament or something. And it healed there for a couple days, but then this morning it just really got me. I couldn't get it halfway. But when it comes to praising the Lord, hallelujah. He healed me right here tonight, and I want to thank Him for it. Amen. Praise hallelujah. Your wonderful name. He's so good. Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Never want to fail to give Him thanks.
Amen.
Appreciate Him with all my heart.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Brother Amos, if you would take up the offering.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Gracious Heavenly Father, hallelujah. Lord, truly how great Thou art, Lord. We are so thankful for Your grace and Your mercy in our lives. We thank You, Lord, for the Holy Spirit we fill with us this evening. Lord.
Yes.
Lord, never want to fail to give You the praise and the glory, Lord, each and every time we have the opportunity to gather around Your precious word, Lord. Truly, it's such a blessing. Lord, as we gather here this evening, we ask that as Your word comes forth, Lord, may it find that good ground in our hearts. Lord, may we climb a rung higher in You this day.
Yes.
Lord, once more we ask as we come to this portion that You'll bless this offering. Let it be used for the upbuilding of Thy kingdom.
Yes.
We ask these things in Your precious holy name, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. My God is real. Amen. My God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real, for He hath washed and made me whole. His love for me. Amen.
Is like gold.
My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real. Amen. He's real in my soul. My God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. His love for me is like pure gold. My God is real, for He can feel Him in my soul. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. And He is real, and He is here tonight to meet your needs. Amen. He knows. He knows we have needs. Amen. And He is more than able. He's more than willing. Amen. If you have a need tonight, by raising your hand, just keep it before Him. Would you ask Brother Philip D. Long if he would take the request?
Heavenly Father, we just count it as good to be here again this evening, Lord. And we thank You, Lord, for Your grace and Your love and Your mercy unto us, Lord. And grateful, God, for how the one day You reached down, Lord, into our hearts and our lives, Lord. And my God, brought about that changing, Lord. And my God, that soul, Lord God, and gave us a new desire, a new will, a new determination, Lord, to serve You. And we pray tonight, Lord, for every need here, every hand was raised, that You know the need upon the heart, Lord. My God, no doubt some of us were loved one, Lord, perhaps was sick, Lord. Neighbors for one of us lost in sin, Lord. My God, realizing the hour that we're living in, Lord, whatever the need was, Lord, we look upon the heart, we pray that You grant unto the Lord, and may it bring glory and honor to Your name. We pray tonight that You bless Your word as it comes forth. Anoint this speaker, Lord. Anoint his lips, Lord. My God, even his very heart as he speaks Your word, Lord. My God, may he speak that word, Lord. It comes deep from down within, God. And Lord, may it feed our soul, Lord. And strengthen us, Lord, forever and all the time. That we needed the strength and the power of Your Holy Spirit in our lives, Lord. It's today, Lord, in this hour we're living in. Greater God, Thy will be done in the reign of the service, Lord. May we give You the glory and the honor and the praise, Lord. My God, for all things, we ask these things in the name.
seated. Does anyone here tonight have a song in their heart? Brother Clayton? 398, I only believe. Amen. Amen. He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. All day long, Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. He paid a debt at Calvary. He cleansed my soul and set me free. I'm glad that Jesus did all my sins erase. I now can sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. All day long, Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. One day He's coming back for me to live with Him eternally. Won't it be glory to see Him on that day? I then will sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. All day long, Christ Jesus paid a debt that I could never pay. He paid a debt at Calvary. He cleansed my soul and set me free. Did He set you free? Amen. He set me free. Hallelujah. And I'm going to let the world know. Hallelujah. I'm glad that Jesus did all my sins erased. Where would I be without Him? Amen. I'd still be in them sins and corruption. But every day I want Him to know. I'm so glad He set me free. Hallelujah. Amen. And now I can sing a brand new song every day. Amen. Amazing Grace all day long. Christ Jesus truly paid a debt that I could never pay.
Amen.
Amen. Don't fail to let Him know, saints. Amen. He's worthy of all our praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Let's all stand as we ask our brother to come and lay what the Lord has laid on his heart.
Yes, amen.
Let's sing that little chorus. Make me more like Thee. It's my greatest desire. Lord, make me more like Thee. Amen. Make me more like Thee, Jesus, make me more like Thee. Give me a heart that's filled with love,
heads. Lord, we truly are grateful for this opportunity to come. And Lord, in great humility, we bow our heads and thank You, Lord, for another opportunity. Lord, to come in and to feel your precious Holy Spirit. Lord, to rejoice and to praise your name. And Lord, we just humbly ask that these few words, Lord, that you've laid upon my heart, that in some way would help us, Lord, to press on a little greater, Lord, maybe to renew us, Lord, and renew our spirits a little bit. That, Lord, we would be pleasing to you in all things. And Lord, may it just stir our hearts to hear your precious word. For Lord, we know that it was you that was speaking to us through this precious Bible and these scriptures. And Lord, you spoke to us in this last day through a prophet. And Lord, we're going to listen to your words tonight, Lord, and ask you just to speak to us and to help us, Lord, and grow closer to you, we ask. And we'll never fail to see that you receive all of the glory and the honor for it all. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen. Don't you love him?
Amen.
Amen. So happy to be gathered in again around his precious word. Amen. While you're still standing, if you'd like to turn your Bibles over to John, the 15th chapter. Amen. Getting our pastor well rested for Sunday. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord to be able to be here to help out. And just to, his word is so precious as you look into it and you see. And you know, the most important part, though, and kind of what I want to just kind of maybe focus to tonight is we got to find ourselves in every word.
Yes,
and if I can't find myself in it and I can't find any relation of me to the scriptures, it's nothing to me, no more than reading anything else.
Amen.
But oh, if I can find that reality that what's being said is pertaining to me,
amen,
what a joy it'll place in our hearts.
Yes.
Amen. But John, the 15th chapter, very familiar scripture. We'll start there at the first verse. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. And no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. May the Lord bless you in his word. You may be seated. I'll go ahead and turn over to Romans, the 8th chapter, and read this scripture. Very familiar as well. Amen. Romans 8 and 11. And very familiar, probably could quote it, each one of us. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you.
Amen.
And oh, my, to think about that. And you know, if you go and look up, you know, the meanings of these words in the scriptures, quickening and all these things, how precious it is. And when you see that we can do nothing without him, and we're energized by him. I just want to read some of the things the prophet said and just use as an example here.
Yeah.
But you know, as we're in this last day, many people gather into churches, and many people gather in here, and we gather around the word, and we listen to the word. And as the word comes forth, we've got to identify with it. We've got to, this word was placed here to bring each of us to the fullness of the stature of Christ. And how each word should have such a meaning to me. But if we're not in Christ, it's not going to have any meaning. But if I've been filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that's where it begins. And when I can begin to see that that has taken place in my life, then all of this word just keeps compounding and compounding. And it just keeps shining out forth through us. But it takes that manifestation. You know, many people gather in and they rejoice and they sing and they shout and they jump and they're happy. And you see them run all over the place. And you might see them really shouting amen, loud and boisterous. And all of these things taking place. But in this day, we've went back to, we can see by God's grace and the things the prophet has showed us, that it goes beyond just a shout and beyond just as the Pentecostals today like to, it's speaking in tongues. You got to speak in tongues. And you see these emotions and things that run wild. But we always want to look back into God's word and find our place.
Amen.
You know, and I just, these things just excite my heart when I stop and think about it and you begin to read. But here in Jehovah Jireh, and this was preached April the 2nd, 1964, Very familiar. Brother Branham speaking here on paragraph 132. And he says, he took me out. He's speaking to the man that had took him out to the citrus grove. He took me out to this great citrus grove, and I seen the funniest looking tree I ever seen in my life. It was some kind of a tree. It had all kinds of fruit on it. And I looked. It had oranges. It had lemons. It had grapefruits. It had tangerines. And it had tangelos. And I think there was about 9 different kind of fruit, or 10. And I said, what kind of tree is that? And he said, that's a little experiment, Brother Branham. I said, oh, I see. I said, they're all living on that one tree. I said, what kind of tree is it to begin with? He said, it's an orange tree. That's a navel orange. And I said, it is? And I said, yes, what are those other fellows doing on there? He said, they're grafted into it. And I said, oh, I see. I said, I understand. I said, now your next year, everything will turn back to an orange, won't it? He said, oh, no. He said, no, the lemon will bring forth a lemon, and the grapefruit will bring forth a grapefruit, and a tangerine will bring forth a tangerine. Amen. I said, out of an orange tree? He said, yes, sir. I said, I don't see how it can do it. He said, it's all citrus fruit. And Brother Branham said, I said, well, praise the Lord. Yeah. Now just think about it for just a moment. Yeah. Now just stop. There was nothing about that being expressed to say, praise the Lord. You know, when you stop to think about it in human nature, it was a scientific experiment that's being explained to him. But down inside of him, because he had been reading something else, he was able to relate it back. And oh my, what a praise it caused to burst forth from him. Praise the Lord. I see something, he said. And I want you to think about it as we sit here and hear God's word. If there's no experience to it, if there's no true understanding to it, there's nothing there. I can come in here and I'll sit here and the word comes and it's just somebody telling me something. Just like sitting in school and somebody trying to teach me algebra. I didn't want to learn it. And I didn't put forth no effort and it didn't mean nothing to me. But oh my, let God place something down on the inside. And then begin to hear this precious word. And watch what it'll do to us. You know, it's just like the example Brother Branham used of the old man. His daughter was having some people over in the city there, and they didn't want him around because he's always shouting and praising the Lord. And she said, I'll put him upstairs and take his Bible away from him, and I'll give him a National Geographic to read. And oh my, it just wasn't too long as she heard him up there shouting. And oh my, just tearing the place apart. And she ran up there and asked him, what's the matter? And he said, oh, I was just reading right here. And there's National Geographic, where places in the ocean, they have not yet found the bottom of the sea. Just an old National Geographic, but what he could relate it back, he had been reading in the scriptures that said his sins had been placed in the sea of God's forgiveness. And there was no bottom, they couldn't even find him. Why, it was something he related it back. God was down inside of there, it was a churning. It was fresh on his mind. He wasn't in a church service. Brother Branham wasn't in a church service standing out here hearing about this orange tree. But there was something down on the inside that was burning. Yeah. Something that was fresh and alive and living in him. Yeah. And it was expressing itself back out through him wherever he went. Yeah. But oh my, as he goes on here to explain it, he says, praise the Lord, I see something. He says, look, oh brother, when the Holy Spirit come into that vine and produced from its vine the first branch, they wrote a book of Acts behind it. And if that tree ever puts forth another original limb, she'll grow the same thing. It'll be Jesus Christ. We've got Methodist, Presbyterian, Baptist, Lutheran, everything else grafted into it, bearing denominational fruit. But if it ever puts forth another branch, she'll be genuine, Christ-filled and Christ-centered to the Word of God. And remember the bride tree message? Many of you take the tape, how that the husbandman come forth and it was bearing the wrong kind of fruit. So he cut it off and cut it off and kept cutting it back and cutting it back. But Joel said what the palmer worm left, the caterpillar had eaten, and something else had eaten. We find all them insects, the same insects, only in a different stage. And what Lutheran left, the Methodist had eaten, and what the Methodist left, the Baptist had eaten, and what the Baptist left, the Pentecostals eaten. The whole thing is cut down. But God said, I will restore, saith the Lord, all the years. I'll send back another church in the last days. I will restore that original power again in the evening time. It shall be light. Down in the heart of that tree, no matter how many branches is pruned, there will come forth a royal seed of Abraham. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. God promised it. God will do it. He said he would do it. And I will restore all the years the denominations eat. I will restore all the years. I've pruned the thing off, but yet there will come a vine out of the heart of it. He'll be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water. A man that meditates in the Word of God day and night, not to a creed or a denomination, but meditates in that Word day and night. He'll be like a tree that's planted by the river of water, and branches shall not wither. He'll bring forth his fruit in the season God promised it. And now we're living in that time. And that's just is words that God spoke through a man's lips. As we were ministering Sunday evening about the voice of God, we know William Branham came and spoke many things, but it was God speaking through a pair of human lips to bring that word to the people. Mm-hmm. Brother Branham was a wonderful man, but it was God that was speaking to you and I through these words. It was God that was making sure these things was delivered, that we would have this to grow from and to overcome and to understand what was taking place in us and to reveal to us all these hidden truths that laid in this precious word. Here in the Sirs We Would See Jesus, preached August the 4th, 1957. This is middle of the paragraph 17. But he is here, the person of the Holy Spirit. I am the vine, ye are the branches. The vine does not bear fruit. St. John 15, the vine cannot bear fruit. It's the branches that bears fruit as it's energized from the vine. And Christ is our energy. But your lips is his lips when you're energized. Your hands are his hands when you're energized from the vine. Christ is the life of the vine of his church, and each member is a branch of his church. And if we wanted to be sure that we were right, how would we know that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever? How would we know when we've seen him? If we was talking physically, let's just take it physically for a few moments. Would we go find a man that was really nattily dressed? No, sir, he wasn't. Would we find a man like some great bishop? No, sir. He didn't have much dealings with such people, but he would have if they would have had him. But it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. They rejected him then, and they reject him now. God takes his man, but never his spirit. Amen. The spirit of Elijah came upon Elisha. And several hundred years later, it come on John the Baptist and made him act just like Elisha.
Amen.
And the devil takes his man, but never his spirit.
Right.
And I want you to think about that. The same Holy Spirit that was on John the Baptist, Elijah, and on our prophet in this day. The same spirit that made them do the works that they'd done to fulfill the word that was spoken of them is the same spirit that lies in you and I to fulfill the word that's left for us. To make it live and to manifest and to vindicate out through us. And it'll cause the same reactions on anybody that's filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It'll bring works about in their life. Yes, will they sing? Yes. Will they shout? Amen. Will they praise God? Absolutely. But they'll also bear forth his life to the fullness of that precious word. It's went beyond just emotions. It's went beyond just fitting into a church. But it's went on to a people that can see the life coming forth from their life. It's a people that can get the stimulation's not just on the outward man, but it's coming from the inward man. It's bubbling up. Oh my, you know, we'll get to it in a minute here. This is in the message, the third seal. Just to catch what Brother Branham said about this, I know we've all heard it. He says, but oil symbolizes the Spirit, paragraph 305. This was preached March 2063. Oil symbolizes the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. I'll give you a few verses if you want to. There's two scriptures in Leviticus 8:12 where Aaron, before he went in, had to be anointed with oil, you know. Zechariah 4:12, of oil come pouring through the pipes and said, this is my spirit oil. Another thing, if you want to see Matthew 14:25, there was a foolish virgin. Or 25:3, the foolish virgin had oil, no spirit. I'm sorry, let me make sure. The foolish virgin had no oil, no spirit. And Matthew 25:4, the wise virgin had oil in her lamp, spirit filled. Spirit, oil typifies the spirit. Oh, glory, Brother Branham claps his hands together once. You get it? Oil. And wine symbolizes the stimulation of revelation. And he said, oh, I'd like to run all over the place. Wonder I didn't wake up the neighborhood when the Lord showed me that, see? The stimulation of revelation. Oil and wine in the Bible is associated together always. And I've got the concordance and looked, and there's a string of them like that, where wine and oil goes together all the time. And you can stop, and if you remember, you can remember many times where Brother Branham talked about all the different circumstances through his life where God showed him something. And how the one time he ran around and around and around the tree to get rid of the energy that was burning within him.
Amen.
But it was causing a combustion down inside of him. Something he could control it. But it was something that was just overpowering, overwhelming. A joy unspeakable, as 1 Peter says. welling up within him. And you know, that wasn't something that he could work up in himself. But God placed a seed down on the inside of there first. And being predestinated, when that word came forth, it couldn't help but to unite. And all my sitting there hearing that word, it caused such a working in his heart and in his life. And this old body just couldn't contain it, and it had to be expressed somewhere. Whether it's hallelujah, praise the Lord, glory to God, tears streaming down your face, just saying thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace to me. It causes something to take place down on the inside of you. You can't help yourself. It's just something that's just overwhelming. But you know, and you can feel that, and you can say, oh, I'm just getting excited, I better... But you can go back and find it scripturally. Oh, I thank God there's something in there that ignites when I can hear the word. Amen. And how we should let that be more so as we sit here and hear the word preached. And it's coming forth and I can feel that in there. And I know without a doubt I can see that overcoming in my life. I can see what God has done for me. How it ought to make me say amen. It ought to make me say thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Not just sit here like bumps on the log like, oh, it was a good word. Oh, it was a good word. There should be something down in us that's reacting. Amen. It should be burning. We're not talking about people walking on tops of benches and all of this, but we're talking about people that's got something burning down in their heart. Amen. And it shows forth in an expression. And that expression can't be controlled to say it's got to be this and it's got to be that, but it will bear forth fruits on the outside that there's something burning down on the inside. Amen. It'll put a smile on your face, a bounce in your step. Amen. Oh, it'll make you happy. Amen. Oh, my. You know, let's read this on down. He says, when the truth of the promised word of God has been truly revealed to his saints that's filled with oil, they all get stimulated. Wine is a stimulation. Glory. I feel it right now. Stimulated with joy, shouts. And when it does, it's the same effect upon them that wine does upon a natural man. Because when the revelation is being given of a truth of God, the true believer filled with oil, and the revelation is revealed, the stimulation becomes so great that it makes him behave himself unnormally. Right, glory. See, what's the matter with them now? That's right, it makes them behave themselves unseemly. And if you want scripture for this, just start reading Acts 2. And they had the promise that had been given to them when all of the promise of the Holy Spirit was poured out on them. It was scripturally vindicated. Oh my, what caused them to get excited? He said, you go there and you wait. Till you be endued with power from on high. They were filled and baptized with the Holy Ghost. And the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, when he shall come, he shall teach you all things and guide you into all truths. How do you think they felt in that moment? When the reality of everything that he said started to hit them. And started to come alive in their heart. What do you think caused them to get up out of their seats and go down them steps? What do you think was happening? There was a joy in their heart. There was something down inside of them that was thinking, Lord, thank you. A praise. And you know, it's so real and how simple God always makes sure he puts his word. But just as he typed it as a natural man with natural wine, there isn't a person in here that can take a 20-ounce bottle of wine and sit down and drink it and be the same person you was before you drank it. You will react different. Every time. It'll loosen your tongue if you're not a talker. It'll turn your face bright red if you wasn't red before and you was pale. It'll make you say things and loosen you up like you've never seen before. It might make you get mad. It might make you get angry and change your personality in a different direction. But it will have an effect on you because it's a chemical imbalance in your body at that point. It's the natural made up way that it happens. And it's the same way when God places that down in the heart of a believer, the true word and igniting on that predestinated seed. You go back and look in those scriptures, the little woman at the well. Look at Philip and when he ran to get Nathanael. Come see a man. Amen. Come over here. Let me tell you. Amen. There's something was happening in every one of those examples. You go back and look and you can see that the revelation when it struck them, it moved them. It changed them. Things were different. They weren't the same people they were before. And that's what we want to see, saints, is if I can see that happening, I see this word changing my life. Oh, what a joy it ought to put inside me. I'm not the person I used to be, thank the Lord. And oh my, it ought to be showing forth to him in a praise and a worship. You know, when we come in here, even before song service, and you sit and you think about it, it's not about a song leader. It's about being in the spirit of the worship, coming in, and maybe you're sitting here reading your Bible, meditating, you hear the music playing, There ought to be something down on the inside of our hearts that's got our hands raised. Something's happening down to us deep inside. Oh my, you know, it's not like it used to be, like it is in the Pentecostal churches today. Oh, they want to play the music and get you jumping. They want to get you happy and shouting. But I just want to see people, we'd like to be into that spirit of worship. Whatever God wants to do, it might just be sit there and bawl like a baby. It might be really praise the Lord, whatever, but to see the Holy Spirit move people. And to see Him feel His presence and to relax and to just worship Him. That's why He created us. To worship Him, to praise Him in spirit and in truth. And by God's grace, we can see that we're in the truth. And oh, what a praise that ought to cause alone. Amen. But it's not uncommon to get a little excited. It's not uncommon just to cry and bawl. It's not uncommon just to be melted down till you can't say anything. It's the Holy Spirit, the presence of God, and the reality of what He's doing in our lives and in our hearts. Amen. As Brother Branham went on to express it in paragraph 317, he said, "When I see that God promised to do a certain thing in this day, and He promised to break off these seals in this last day, we don't know the joy, the glory when I see Him. You don't know the joy and the glory when I see Him reveal this. Stand there and watch it happen, and know that I'll take any person to charge. He never did say one thing to us but what happened that way. And then to see the joy that's in my heart when He sees His promise for this last day as He promised to do it. And I see the vindicated made perfectly right. And you hear me say I feel religious? That's what's the matter. The stimulation is so bad. I'm just about ready to go to cutting up, you know, stimulation from revelation. They became so stimulated over the revelation that they vindicated, all right, the promise. And they broke out the joy till the people said they're drunk on new wine when God revealed His promise then. Not only did He reveal it, but He proved it. And oh my, that's what causes the excitement. Is when I hear what it says this word will do in my heart and in my life. And then I see it happening. I see God proving that out through me. Oh, what a joy it brings. What a consolation and a peace. To know that it's not that I can do anything that I can do in myself. But what He can do through me. For unless you abide in me, you can do nothing. Amen. This is in the message, Easter Seal, March 10, 63, paragraph 45. I'm wondering today, it's what's happening. Are we really getting people to God, or are we just getting them to church? We must get them to Christ where this quickening power. It's good to go to church. Sure, if that's as far as we go, it's not far enough. When you come to church, that's good, but go on to Christ from church, because we must receive the quickening power if we ever expect to be in that general resurrection, because it's the only thing that will ever bring us from the dead. For if this Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, it'll quicken and make a bring you life, your mortal bodies. What a promise to us. Now notice, the very essence of the resurrection is to tell and to show and to prove that Jesus has raised from the dead. He's not dead, He's living, and He lives here. He's in us. I'll be with you, even in you, a little while, and the world seeth me no more. Yet ye shall see me, for I'll be with you, even in you, until the end of the world. And as Christians, we all claim He is alive, or we've been quickened from death to life by His Spirit. And if we've been quickened, then if we haven't been quickened, we have not been made alive. But by God's grace, I can see what He said would happen when I was quickened. You, when you were dead in sins, had already quickened you together. And oh, when I can see that change has taken place in my life, what a joy it causes. Well, you know, Satan's going to come on every hand and try to throw obstacles in our path and try to drive us down and try to prove to us that, oh, there's no way. This God couldn't have done that for you. But all the time, it's that still small voice if you just be still and listen. He's still God. He's still holding you. You're not holding Him. He drawed you to this. He's going to take you all the way through. But oh my, how we ought to don't lose the joy of our salvation. As Brother Branham explained that David had lost his joy. But oh, how that joy ought to burn. Though the trials are tough, maybe the road gets long and hard, there still should be something down in our hearts. Oh my, little song we used to sing, I just steal away and pray. Oh, if you can just find that little spot and get away and say, Lord, oh my, what a joy can flood your soul. Get in the presence. He will lift you up. He will hold you. He will sustain you. Amen. Oh my, don't let the cares of life drive you down. Mm-hmm. Hey man, you know, we was kind of gone camping this week and beautiful weather. Thank the Lord for the sunshine and the little break from the cold we've had. But you know, we were down by a little stream and a little creek, and the water was just so cold and clear this time of year. And just running over the rocks and all just really bubbling. And I really thought of this. That's the quote, Brother Branham, where he talked about that artesian well. And I want you to think about that as in our life as we walk with Christ and how it ought to be. It's not something we work up. It's not something we've made up. But it's something that's truly pushing from the outside, pushing from the inside, pushing outward. And oh my, how it ought to just be a consolation to our hearts when we can truly feel that in our side of us. And moving. Here in the Broken Cisterns, he's paragraph 74. Now, a fountain of living water, we find out. What is a fountain of living water? It's an artesian well. What's that, Brother Branham? It's a well that always comes from beneath and pushes its water out. It's flowing all the time. It is self-supporting, always fresh and clean. An artesian well of water, living water. It's not dead and stagnated. It's living. It's constantly changing and bringing up something new all the time. Hey, man, it don't just stay there. Yeah. Every day something's changing. Every day something's working, pushing more forth more, yeah, more to be like Christ. As we hear that word, it just keeps pushing out. It keeps causing a greater joy, a greater assurance. Things keep shedding off, and it just keeps purging itself, and it's always cleaning itself out. Amen. Always fresh and clean, a fountain of living water. It's not dead and stagnated. It's living. Constantly changing, bringing up something new all the time, moving on, coming from its resources. It draws resources from its bed. Still a fountain of living water springing up, self-cleansing. It's clean, pure, clean water. It's self-supporting. You don't have to wait for the rains to fill its tanks. It's always bubbling up. Gives its water free. You don't have to pump it and wind it and twist it or join it. It's just a fountain of living waters. You know, you take these old cisterns, you have to crank it and crank it and crank it and pump and everything to get a little of that stagnated water out, huh? But a fountain of living water gives it out free without pumping, joining anything else. Oh, I'm glad for that fountain. Yes, sir, it needs no strainer on it to take the parasites out, for it's coming so deep down that there is a rock until there's no parasites there. It don't have to have an educational rag hanging on it. That's right, some worldly-made system of man-made denominational wisdom to tell you before a psychiatrist whether you're able to preach or not. It don't have to have one of those filthy rags hanging on it. It'd push it right off as soon as you put it on there. You can't do it. That well is bubbling up all the time. You put one of them rags on it, it'd throw up plumb out to one side or the other. It don't have no time for denominational rag on it. It don't need no filter, no strainer, no pumping, no jerking, no nothing else. It's just there bubbling. It don't have to depend on local rains to fill it up. Rains are revivals. That's the fountain of life. Where the carcass is, the eagles will gather. You don't have to pump up a revival. You don't have to pump up nothing. The only thing you have to do is just come to that fountain. It's always full of good fresh water, and there's no end to it. And it just keeps on bubbling. Amen. And if you've ever found it, it just keeps on bubbling. It don't quit. It don't get stagnant, and it don't go away. But the reality is always fresh and burning and growing every day. It gets greater. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I pray, Lord, let me be an artesian well to others. That what's bubbling on the inside will be pushed out and rub off on someone else. But oh my, how we should be ever so grateful for what we can see God doing. How I can see that that life that was in that vine is bearing forth through this branch. And I can see that it's producing the fruit and bearing the fruit that we're looking for. Others hang around, and they might be living off of the same water as our brother was talking there the other service. Weeds live off the same rain. The rain comes, and everybody shouts, and everybody jumps, and everybody moves. But oh my, that real true bubbling, that life down inside will produce exactly what said would be there. That original life, that original seed, and how we ought to be looking for that. Hey man, you know, it's one thing to come in during song service and jump and shout and praise God, that's wonderful. But that same praise ought to be there when we're sitting here hearing the word. And as we see ourselves with that great enthusiasm, attention, our attention focused to God's word, listening, Lord, what's next? What's next for me, Lord? I've heard that quote read 500 times. I've heard that scripture all my life. But where's the meaning to it, Lord? Is there a new meaning here? Is there a new meaning there? And oh, when God reveals it to you, and that Holy Spirit is there teaching and guiding, and it's falling into your heart, and He's there working on your heartstrings, it'll bring new life to a whole new words. Over and over and over, the same scripture illuminated here. And then this one comes to your mind, and that one comes to your mind. And God just creating the picture for us, showing us all the time that He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He's living out through us people today. But oh my, how this, it ought to cause us to shout. It ought to cause us to praise God, to be enthused with what God is doing for us. You know, it's there was a little quote there I had. Amen. Something Brother Branham said way back. Oh my. Amen. I folded it up. There it is. This was back in 59, I believe. God's provided way. Paragraph 34. He said, I was preaching some time ago when a fella come that belonged to a certain denomination. And he said, Billy, I was enjoying your message. But that woman back there kept saying amen and crying. Said she just like froze me to death. Said, I'm telling you, shivers run up my back. And I said, if she wasn't doing it, shivers would be running up my back. I wouldn't know where I was. Oh, I love to feel the Spirit of God moving among the people, saturating them with the Holy Ghost. And he said, oh, that nearly froze me. And I said, brother, if you ever get to heaven, you really would freeze to death, because there's going to be shouting, amen, praising God, rejoicing, thousand times thousands rejoicing and singing, praising God when they come into that presence. You might as well get accustomed to it here before you get started that way. And I say, Lord, let me be well accustomed to it. You know, we come in some services and the message may come and it may be real joyous. And we might be able to say, amen, praise God, glory. And we might come in the next service and God's doing a little pruning. And the pruning shears come out and we might have to say, oh me. And we might have to cower, bow our heads a little bit and say, Lord, take that away from me. Take it out of me. But all that same cry that caused me to go glory, hallelujah, is still burning, saying, Lord, I'm coming closer to you. It's growing always. There's never a stalemate. But there's something down inside that's always burning, not just here at this building, but wherever I go, whatever I see, there's God. He's there all the time. But oh, we've lived around this message a long time. We've lived around church a long time. Don't lose sight of your goal, saints. Amen. He's coming one day very soon. Amen. And all this is going to be worth it all then. But oh my, may we reach out to Him. May we be just letting the Word saturate us. Don't get dull of hearing, and I've heard that, I've heard this, I've heard that. But oh, always new and fresh, Lord, what more is there for me? You know, it's like trying to juice an orange, and you hold it and you squeeze it and trying to get the orange juice maybe out into a glass. And oh, you work it and you work it all you can get just to try to get every drop. May we be that way with the Word. Pulling, pulling. Lord, I want every drop that's in there. Reveal it all to me, Lord, that it will bring about a change in my life that will be evident and forth showing to others. That the life that's bearing forth is not just a life that's grafted in, but a life that's of that true vine bearing forth. Amen. May it truly be real in our hearts. You sisters, come to the instruments if you would. Amen. But I pray, you know, I just see that freshness of that water. Amen. And oh my, how it is to come in these doors and to get a hold of this precious Word of God. Or to sit and meditate and to pick up your Bible and read it. Or to read the Word, listen to a message, and you sit there and you hear that precious Word. But oh my, don't forget, it was God speaking to a bride. It was God revealing Himself and showing us where we stand today. And by God's grace, where I'm going to go. Amen. Amen. Let's all stand if you would. Amen. I can never remember what page it's on, but there's that little song, I'm reaching out to you, Lord. I'd like to sing that before our pastor comes. Amen. It's just a little chorus. I'm reaching out to you, dear Lord. I'm reaching out to you. And I know your arm is not too short, and you can reach me too. As I pray and press my way into your kingdom true, I'll grow to be more like you, reaching out to you. And I'm reaching out to you, dear Lord. shore, and you can reach me too. And as I pray, impress my way into your kingdom true. I'll grow to be more like you as I'm reaching out to you. Amen. Is that your desire? Amen. Just reach out to him. Lord, I want to grow to be just like you. Amen. Oh, may we be a happy people. But may we be a sober people as well, and realizing the sincerity of where we stand and what's required of us. But oh, may we never fail to thank God for the blessings. Thank God for his mercy and his grace that we see. And oh, may we continually give him the worship he deserves, not just here, but wherever we are. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done and are doing in my heart and in my life. And oh, praise him for what he has done. Amen. And make sure he knows we're giving him all the glory for it. Amen. May the Lord richly bless you.
Amen. I enjoyed that. Amen. And I know he's not trying to get a people all stirred up and, you know, and do something fake. But the thing to keep in mind with everything that he was reading, and even what Brother Josh was talking about, as long as it's real.
Amen.
When it's not real, then it's sin. You see, God wants a real worship. He wants a real bubbling. You know, and if you read the scripture, and like Brother Timothy talking about those, even when they come down into the upper room, they went staggering through the street. They thought they was drunk. They had something real. But when people had to put on, then it's don't please God at all, you see. But if it's really down on the inside and bubbling, oh my, how can you keep it, amen, from bubbling on the outside, you see. As long as it's real, that's the little secret of it all, as long as it's real, amen. You know, I was thinking about the scripture too. He read the first scripture, he read, I am the vine, ye are the branches. Just think of that. What do you mean, Brother Steve? The same plant. Think about the thoughts of God. Come from the same source. Amen. It's just something how little scriptures like that just bounce out in front of you, you know, when you got a revelation of the Word of God. Same plant. So simple. Same plant. I am the vine, you are the branches. Oh, hallelujah. It's so wonderful how God's Word is and how pure it is. Amen. But truly, how if we've got a joy in our heart, it ought to express, you see. And like our brother said, you know, it shouldn't just be right here. You could be off by yourself somewhere out in the woods or out in the barn somewhere and just get to thinking about God's blessings and feel the Holy Spirit come down on you and just, my, I've done that many times. Just be thinking about it and just start crying. Amen. Just thinking about it. You talked about the little creeks and stuff. I don't know how many times I've watched that little creek sometimes just start crying, you know. It's just a love in your heart you have for the Lord. I'm so thankful for his mercy and grace in your life. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Precious Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for this precious word that we've heard tonight. And trust, Lord, that every one of us will take it right, Lord. Because there's so much false and impersonations going on throughout the land. And so many people trying to get the people worked up and excited, Lord. And then, Lord, let's become sin before you. And Lord Jesus, we always want it to be genuine and real in our hearts and our lives. And Lord, when we come in here, and we may have it bubbling on us, but Lord, we can't expect it to be on everybody. Because Lord, if we tried to push it on everybody else, then we'd push hypocrisy on them. And Lord, we must do all these things with understanding and with reality. So we pray, Lord, that you always lead us and guide us into all truth and righteousness, Lord. So, Father, bless us now as we part from this little place. And truly, Lord, we've been stirred tonight and thinking about these things again tonight. Just so precious to us. And again, now we just ask, just watch over us and guide us once more and protect us as we travel to our homes. And help us, Lord, again to come back one more time and hungry for the Word of God and be like the prophet said, that we can't hardly wait till those doors open, that we can come in, Lord, and listen to your Word and to glorify you and just let you have your way, whatever you want to do. let it be to us according to thy great will, Lord. In your precious name we ask these things, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. May the Lord Jesus richly bless you until we meet again. Amen. You're dismissed.